see you grooving up there, Roger.
I love me some Rolling Stones, and I'm not doing it illegally.
All right, I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So to help raise money for families of fallen Chicago police officers and firefighters a few years back, Chicago Police Lieutenant Johnny Garrido and Detective Russ Schultz started an annual tradition called Rock the Badges, which is taking place on Saturday, August 6th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago. And to talk about it all, John and Russ join us in studio. Good evening, gentlemen. All right, here, let's try that again. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you for having us on the show.
And good morning.
And good morning. It is a good morning. Yes. It is a good morning. So we've known each other like for a couple decades. I was actually trying to think about
it. It was at least 20 years now,
through Mike Smitka, for quite some time. And, you know, I know how dedicated you are to your profession and your community, and you decided a few years back to organize this first responder charity fundraiser.
Yes, we were actually at a bar, if you can imagine that, and we were talking about some friends of ours that were in bands, and they were police officers. So we thought then, hey, you know what, let's put together a battle of the badges or a battle of the bands police and firefighters, and it just evolved from there. I reached out to my friends, Russ and several others, and they always cringe whenever I call them because I have come up with lots of ideas.
Right?
But you know what? They helped me make it happen, and we put it together, and it's been great. We've raised over $40,000 for the families of fallen police officers and firefighters. Yes. Half the money goes to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, and the other half goes to Ignite the Spirit, which is the fire charity.
Yeah, tell me about both the charities. So the Chicago Memorial Foundation, what do they do?
Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, they step in whenever an officer is killed in the line of duty or catastrophically injured, and immediately, day one, they come right in and they help the family financially. They show up just right off the bat to give that support, that financial support, and it's really just a great organization. They help take care of the children of the officers all the way through college, whatever age they are. They pay all the way through college, and it's something that started about 15 years ago, and it's just really, really grown into a great organization. Yes.
And then Ignite the Fire?
Ignite the Spirit.
Ignite
the Spirit. Yeah. They're the fire charity, and similar, same thing. They step right in, you know, whenever anything happens to a firefighter, they need assistance in some way, shape, or form, and they step up for them.
So let's talk a little bit about the bands. Who do you got coming? What are these groups all about?
So these bands, and you know, you'd be surprised, you don't think about it, but there's a lot of bands out there that have police officers and have firefighters in them, and we've got our headlining band is Jenny Rockus. She's a sergeant on the Chicago Police Department. She plays drums and sings at the same time. We've got the Blue Blood Sinners. We've got Todd and the Ten Pins, Sammy Lynn. It's about time. It's about time. That's some of our senior officers.
Is that right?
The oldies and 50s and 60s.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's
12 hours
time.
Of music. It's all day, right?
It is all day long. And we're going to have T-shirts out there. This year we're introducing craft beer, so we're going to have about 30
craft
beers.
Yeah, you got this 30 craft beer garden. Yeah, tell me about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all local breweries, and just another way to make it a little bit more fun. And then we also have a ride called, you know, Ride with the Badges.
Yeah, so that happens in the – where's it? Was that?
It's in the morning, the same day.
Yeah, tell me what that's all about.
So they check in at 10 a.m., and they're going to go out on a 70-mile ride. They're going to leave at noon, and they'll be back by 2 o'clock to be able to have fun the rest of the day there.
Nice.
That's a motorcycle and scooter ride, so not a bike ride, you know. So
Right.
10-speed probably will not be able to keep up with them. But
Nice. That's
your scooter will. So.
Right. So Justice is the motorcycle club, the police motorcycle club that's helping us to organize that.
And there's food there as well. So where's the food coming from?
Yes, we've got Smiling Dogs that's going to be there. We've got Mimi's food truck. We've got Cheesy's food truck. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to have the beer tent that's sponsored by The Garage. And The Garage Bar and Sandwiches is actually where we first came up with the idea for this entire thing. There's so many of our friends have come together just to help put it together. It's a lot of fun.
Now, there's a very good friend, more of an acquaintance of mine, but a very good friend of yours and Mike's and so many others, that Chicago police officer that passed away this year. So this is some kind of a special moment as well.
Yeah, so last year on August 16th, a very, very close friend of mine, Sergeant Tom Finley, passed away suddenly, 44 years old, of a heart attack. And he's also in the band Veilside, and they were going to play last mm-hmm. year and rocked the badges, and he passed away a week before. So it was a stark reminder of just how yeah. important these organizations are and how important these types of events are to come out and support your local first responders and you know, just a way to give back to this. And it was hard for sure last year, but we'll be remembering Tom this year.
Right.
We're going to be doing a candlelight vigil.
Yeah.
We're going to do a candlelight vigil at the end of the event, also to remember the officers in Dallas and in Baton Rouge and that are just happening around the country.
We'll have some bagpipes out there and that kind of thing too, so that'll be
great
special
event. And it's really very affordable. It's like $5?
$5.
Oh, my gosh.
Tickets are $5 in advance, $10 at the door, and your ticket comes with a free drink, your first free drink.
Look at that.
So that's basically amazing. Like a free ticket.
Yeah,
so.
It really is. It really is. But you can also donate, too. I mean, you can also donate.
You can. Yeah. So if you can't make it to the event, you can go to rockthebadges.com, and you can make a donation. And so many people have been stepping up. Marino Jeep on Irving Park Road, they just donated $5,000.
Nice.
To the event.
Nice.
Jamie Morales from Allstate is donating $2,000.
That's a lot of fun. And so is it all outside? Is it in the Copernicus Center? Are you guys in the lot? What are you doing?
So the first 2 years we were doing it inside, and then we decided to take a chance and go outside. And, you know, you just never know with the weather
how
that's going to go. But we went outside last year, and it really just changed the entire dynamic, and it was a lot more fun. So we're going to be outside this
totally
year.
Totally fest atmosphere outside.
That's cool.
And we have a bouncy house, a climbing wall for the kids.
Nice.
We're actually thinking about bringing
a family event.
Mechanical bull.
Oh, nice.
This year.
John is angling to get that one in there.
Nice, nice. Very nice. Well, and I've been following you on Facebook, and I know you're involved in so many things, especially, you know, this organization. But you've been talking about Copcakes.
Copcakes.
But what I've been seeing is that the community, especially since what's happened in Dallas and everywhere else, the support that you guys get, everybody's feeding you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're coming down each district.
It's incredible. We need actually probably a gym to give us a donation.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. So tell me about this Copcakes. This is at Fanny's, right, in Montrose?
Yes, Fanny's on Montrose, 5040 West Montrose. And Russ actually called me. He spoke to a friend of ours, Maureen McGlade, and they talked about the term Copcakes. And he asked me if we knew of a bakery that we can go to, so we reached out to our friends Stephanie and Troy at Fanny's, and we literally, within 24 hours, came up with the idea. They made the Copcakes, and we're off to the races, and we've already sold in 1 week over 1,000 Copcakes.
Wow.
And 50% of all the money will go to the families of fallen.
I just showed, if you're watching at WGNRadio.com, what they look like, but it's like the Chicago flag on these amazing-looking things, and they're $3 for small, $5 for large, 50%. Of purchases, 10% of coffee purchases through August 6th are donated to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah, and they're going to come out. They'll actually be selling them at Rock the Badges if you don't get them before then. Yeah. But I was going to say they're going like hotcakes, but I guess they're going like
copcakes.
Copcakes. I like that. Very good, very good. But we talk about the support a little bit, and I know you can't talk policy and all this other stuff, but, you know, I talked about this last week on the show, you know, that 97% of every profession has really great people who do their jobs every day, and there's always a few bad apples in every profession. And I truly believe that with our first responders that, you know, we've got really great people who are out there dedicated to protect their community every single day, putting their lives at risk, sacrificing time away from their families, especially around the holidays, every single day.
There's no doubt, you know, police officers and firefighters, they go to work, and that's what they're there for you. They're there for us. We're out there working hard for everybody, and it really means a lot more than you think when we get the support back that we've been getting, especially lately.
Yeah,
people
Morrell's
are putting
been,
blue lights up on their front porches.
Yeah, I saw that in Garfield Ridge. Yeah,
yeah,
they're doing
that. They send stuff to the station. Somebody will just come up and just say, thank you for what you do. And you'd be surprised how far that goes. It really does make a difference.
It's funny. My family, my son, always does that when he sees someone from the military. And now we're starting to do that with our police officers as well. Because, I can't imagine, being a lieutenant, detective in the police department. I mean, you're dealing with these guys every single day. You know, morale has to be tough because you want your mayor behind you. You want the head of the department behind you. You want people in the community behind you. And it's been a little rough.
It is. There's absolutely no doubt. But what I can say is that the outpouring of support that we've been getting lately is definitely making it easier.
You've got some other passions too. We're going to talk about that and much more in studio with John Garrido and Russ Schultz, and we'll do that next on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Chicago Police Lieutenant John Garrido, Detective Russ Schultz, about the upcoming Rock the Badges fundraiser. You know, we were just talking a little bit off air about, you know, media sometimes, obviously, not sometimes, all the time, doesn't really grab all the facts of a situation as they're happening. You just get quick hits and you highlight, you know, the worst of what's happening. And, you know, I think people got to realize that, you know, what you guys are doing on the street, and I appreciate so much what you do, is you're in a situation, a difficult situation, no matter what you're doing. And you have to not only protect the community, but you got to protect yourself. You don't know what's coming. You know, they're challenging situations. I think people rush to judgment sometimes.
Absolutely. And that absolutely is the difficult part about it. We've got this 24-hour news cycle where obviously for media, it's keep people glued to the screens. And there's always that rush to judgment based on a, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30-second video clip. And you don't have all the facts, and they immediately want to roll it out.
Yeah, the clips are never complete. They're always jumped. You're always jumping into a situation already happening.
Correct. You can go all the way back to Rodney King. Any of them, there's always something that led up to those moments. And we're the first to agree. If after a full investigation that it turns out that something was done wrong, then there's accountability, and there should be.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It absolutely should be. But to decide to, you know, be, you know, to judge based on just that clip that you see immediately, I mean, within 24 hours of a video going, you know, streaming, going viral, it's already decided exactly that the officers were wrong, and everybody just makes their own opinions at that point without getting all the facts. And that's the only thing that's, I think that's one of the things that's very disappointing.
So it's great that a lot of the folks in the community, again, this is Rock the Badge, is a great thing that you can support and show up and support your local police and firemen. But it's great that, again, I see you guys, you know, are getting food left and right over there, just of thanks. And so that's the best way people feed people when they want to support somebody. I think that's what always happens.
They do. Yeah, we get a lot of food sent to the station. A lot of,
that's great.
I mean, just lots. If you see the pictures, there's
good morale booster.
Yeah,
good morale booster. Now, your passion is also, first of all, you are very involved in your community, but your other passion is saving animals, and I see it almost every day on your Facebook page. Now, I'm allergic to cats, dogs. Long before I was married, when I would date somebody with a dog, I'd have to take shots and stuff, you know, to get through it. So I know there's hypoallergenic options out there, but
well, I'm actually allergic too.
Are you really?
Yes.
Are you really?
So, I take a different kind of shot to deal with Garrido.
Nice. But I see all, you know, I'm looking at these animals and I'm like, ah. And then my daughter's with me when I'm looking at Facebook or whatever. She's like, "Oh my God, he's so cute. Let's foster him. Let's do whatever." But you find, obviously, when you're working, you see stray animals all the time.
Right. So whether we see these stray animals on the street ourselves, or people bring them into the station, or we've really built up quite a large network in social media.
Yeah.
And the number one priority, we try to get these animals back home to their families. And we've kind of started that in the 16th district, and it's starting to expand out to other districts, where we'll take a picture of the dog and put it out on Facebook through this network and try to find the owner. Because I think only about 30% of all dogs that end up at animal care and control ever make it back to their homes.
Is that right?
Yes, okay. because most dogs aren't chipped, or they don't have tags or collars on them. So and a lot of people sometimes just don't know to go check there for their dogs. So what we try to do in the 16th district is we try to get those dogs home, and we're probably up at about a 90% return rate.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and I was going to say, but you're also encouraging people to make sure that they're getting their dogs, you know, tagged, chipped,
right,
whatever.
We actually
partnered up with Lost Dogs Illinois
about
3 months ago, and we did a chipping event, a pet chipping event at the station in 16, and we chipped 120 pets.
Wow.
And yeah, the line was down the block.
The line, wrapped around the station. It was great. Smart. Great turnout. And we did it for free because we were able to get all the chips donated. So we're going to do that again. And people just don't realize how easy it is. We have a scanner at the station. If your dog comes in, we scan
That's
it,
awesome.
And you have it home to you within the hour.
But you are putting a lot of money out of pocket to take care, because some of these animals are injured or they need immediate attention or they need grooming. They're matted down, whatever it might be. So you work through the Niles Animal Hospital and other organizations. And there's a fund, it's a Garrido fund that you can donate and help kind of bring those bills down a little
right.
bit.
Right. Yeah. So Dr. Sackis at the Niles Animal Hospital has been great, and we've
That's
set
terrific.
Up a fund there. And any pets that we bring in there that need help, he takes care of them. And then we have a little bit of a running tally. I think we have we owe probably about $2,000 there now. But people have been calling into the Niles Animal Hospital to contribute to the Garrido Stray Fund, and then that pays it down, and then we're able to take care of more animals.
It pays it down, but it ends up always averaging
it,
at
it $2,000. Goes back up.
I know,
again.
I
yeah,
see
exactly.
that. I see that.
So,
I see that.
But it's great because all this stuff is just within our community up there on the northwest side, and it's actually spread so much so that we've actually have people coming to the station that find a dog on the south side or other
yeah.
parts of the city
yeah.
or the suburbs even. They're saying, hey, we heard that you guys take care of these right. animals. So.
That's cool.
A little proactive home findings.
Yeah.
So,
but you end up fostering a lot of these. I mean, you never have your own dogs.
We do,
house.
Right. We're up to, yeah. we have three dogs. The last, we were a foster failure on the last one.
Okay.
Ellie, she's staying with us. So that's number three.
Well, there was one hyper one I saw on
that's
your
Ellie.
That's Ellie. Yeah, she's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Oh my! I don't even know how you would deal with that on a
yeah,
regular basis.
Yeah, she gives our dog Pedro a run for his money. Pedro, we rescued
awesome.
Him from Belize, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, drove him through Mexico to Chicago.
And again, where can you go to donate to the Niles Animal Fund? Where do you?
So for there, you would have to either send the donation directly to the Niles Animal Hospital, or you can actually call in with a credit card, and they'll take it over the phone, and it's to the Garrido Stray Fund.
And now you're involved. You're going to be up in a few hours here. I know you said to get an hour's sleep. A fundraiser, 5K walk or run for PAWS.
Right. My wife and I have been doing a lot of volunteer work for PAWS Chicago probably for the last 16 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
in fact, we were there today.
Yeah.
We were there all day today for their Clear the Shelter event.
Yeah,
over at 1900 Clybourne.
Yeah.
But yes, tomorrow morning or this morning, we're going to be at by Montrose Harbor there for their 5K run walk and it's a run for their lives. And it's a great event and helps raise money for all the PAWS Chicago has actually done a lot with other rescues to reduce the number of animals that are actually euthanized every year from at Chicago Animal Care and Control.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So
yes.
How many got at the house now?
Three dogs. Yeah, we've got Bush, Pedro, and Ellie.
So now, do they immediately go when you find them, or they're brought to the station, they immediately go to a shelter? I mean, is that kind of what, or are they hanging out for a while?
So the policy is that whenever we get a dog brought in, that it goes to Animal Care and Control.
Okay. Right.
But what we've started to do within that time, we have a window before we have to send them, and that's where we try to blast it out on social media and network and see if we can get the dog home before we send it to Animal Care and Control, because they're overcrowded there, and they've got, Animal Care and Control has their own issues that they're working through. They have a new director now. Susan Russell is doing a great job. And we're just all trying to work together to get these animals home, and then if not home, into new homes.
You've had some other events going on, too. Like, I don't know if it's vigils and stuff like that for the Chicago police, fallen police.
We do right,
in the neighborhoods
right. So,
and stuff.
Yeah, there's blue lights. So
yeah.
A lot of people have been putting these blue lights up in
yeah.
their front porches to show support for local law enforcement. And we've got Midwest Industrial Lighting is donating 400 light bulbs to us for the north side. They did 1,500 on the south side, and they're giving another 400 for us on the north side. And we're going to start selling those for probably $5 a light. And the money that we raise will be contributed to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. And local businesses on the northwest side will be offering those for sale. And then whatever we have left over, we'll sell them at Rock the Badges. And
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Very cool. Support your local police. Support your local fire department. First responders. And you've got this great event coming up. Rock the Badges takes place on Sunday, August 6th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago. All to benefit the Chicago Police Memorial Fund and the Ignite the Spirit Fund. For tickets, only $5, and you get a free drink.
Absolutely.
So you're
great.
Really
they
welcome.
Go to rockthebadges.com to yeah. get your tickets in advance, or if you just want to make a donation, there's plenty of things. If you go to that page, you'll see all the info.
And then again, to donate and help out with all these stray pets to the National Animal Niles Animal Hospital. You just make a donation there as well.
To the Garrido Stray Fund, yes.
Very cool. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget the cupcakes.
The cupcakes, yes.
Fanny's Cafe, Bakery, and Boutique.
Yeah, I think you should have one.
So there's chocolate.
You should try it on air so you can tell them how good it is. Right.
And you brought a bunch in here, so we'll have to grab the folks. Roger, you're going to have to come get one of these, buddy.
Cupcakes.
Why am I not there yet?
Why aren't you here yet?
But yeah, Fanny's is 5040 West on Montrose at Montrose in Milwaukee, and they have great everything there, but the cupcakes in particular are really good.
All very natural, cool. Family recipes.
Oh, all yeah, natural. No, well, all natural. So sugar-free, fat-free, all that stuff.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the
yeah.
sugar, all the butter, all the good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for what you
Thank
do.
Thank you very
so
much.
Appreciate
Thank
it. You. Absolutely.